Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
The crew is back with another crazy season of Jersey Shore, and the situation's got a little situation. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, AfterBuzzers? We are here. We have another season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Can't believe we're already on season 3, episode 1. Well, part 1 and 2. This is a crazy episode. I'm going to introduce my amazing co-host. We have the gorgeous Mandy, and we have Benny. And if you guys watched A Double Shot at Love with Vinny and Pauly, then you will know he's like another Jersey Shore expert. We can just say that.
That's right. I am in love with everything the Jersey Shore, so I'm glad I'm sticking with the family.
Yeah, I mean, we all love the Jersey Shore, and you don't want to go anywhere. We have a great show for you guys. We have a great special segment, and we call it our Spiral Squad. We're not going to tell you exactly what that is yet, but it's definitely something you want to stay around for. We have some crazy news and gossip, and just so much to cover from the first episode of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, episode 1, season 3.
Let's do it.
Let's just get into it, guys. It's so long. So the episode's name is The United States versus The Situation, part 1 and 2, so it's a little long. Yeah. But yeah, so let's start off. Ronnie and Pauly, and they're flying to Mike's court hearing. And I mean, this is just like something really fast that Pauly comes in with flowers for his wife, Vinny. And I just love that he comes in with a megaphone. I don't know about you guys. You guys love their bromance?
I'm obsessed. I love Pauly. They're so cute.
It's so cool, like, how close they are. Like, they've been through, like, through all of this for, like, the past 10 years, you know? And it's so good to see that like, they're pretty much brothers after all this time.
And they've grown so much together, everyone.
Oh, I love them. I always say that every single, you guys know that I'm obsessed with them. And they all go and get, which I think was so funny that they went and got court cuts. The thing about them that I love is they always have little sayings. Yes. So going to get their haircut is now called court cuts, because they're getting it down to get their haircuts for court, which is you guys
just like Jenny with her court outfit.
They gotta look fresh.
Well, they're all talking about Mike changing, and Pauly D says he's DTF, but he's down to forgive.
Love that. I love that.
What do you guys think about Mike's transformation? I mean, I know there's been a lot, and through Family Vacation, he's definitely changed from all of the past seasons, but getting to this point of him going to court, is there anything that stands out to you guys, or how do you feel about Mike right now?
He's a lot more humble than what he used to be. I remember when he first started on Jersey Shore, he was like the guy causing all the controversy.
I did not like him.
None of the girls liked him. And now he's like this stand-up guy, and like you just feel for him.
Yeah. It's like literally night and day. I cannot believe it's the same person. And I thought it was really awesome how he's being so strong for his wife. I don't understand how she could be so calm during that situation. Huh? Situation as well.
There's always a situation with the situation.
Absolutely.
I agree. I used to hate him. I used to wish he was not on the show. I mean, kind of not, because he always had drama, but he's my favorite now. I love him. I think he's so positive. I think he really brings in like a positive light. He was talking about how he goes to, like rehab centers and wants to spread positivity and help other people that are going through addiction, which is crazy to me that, you know, not crazy, but crazy in a good way that he's using his platform for good.
I think it's so awesome that he's using his experience for good to help other people. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, and he went through a very dark period. And I think him going through that dark period made him realize, you know what, I need to change. This isn't the type of guy that I want to be. And he manifested that and became the person that he wanted to be.
Yeah, that's amazing.
No, he's... I've never seen a transformation as big as his. And I think everyone on the cast always says that, too. They're right. Like, I've never seen someone go from, like, literally zero to, like, a 10. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But... what I thought was really, really sentimental was that moment is when the situation asked all the boys to be his best men. And it was just a really cute moment to see. Did it give you guys, did it give you guys flashbacks? They always threw flashbacks throughout the episode of them being crazy and dancing and going wild. How did it, like, did it bring back any feelings for you guys seeing that all those flashbacks with them now?
I loved watching the montages. You feel like you're a part of it because you've watched for so many years. And of course he's going to ask them to be their best men. Like, who else? So I thought it was so cute. Like, it was expected, but of course it was a moment that we all wanted to see.
Yeah, I definitely expected for him to ask for them to be his best men. And just the flashbacks were amazing. They looked like little babies.
They did look so young. It was crazy.
I was like, I do not remember them looking like this.
Snooki literally looked like a little kid.
Yeah. They were all in their early 20s, and I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, Mike was a little pissed off, though, because I guess Ronnie, out of everyone, didn't give him... Okay, it was a... So, I got a little confused about this. It was a wedding gift, or a shower, bridal shower. So, I feel like it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it is the same thing. And most men, like, they're not aware of this stuff. That's, like, girly stuff.
Yeah.
You can't, like, get mad at them. Like, okay, it's a wedding, like, whatever. But I guess, like, in the Italian culture, it's, like, super important to give them a gift.
Well, Benny, I was going to say, as a man, and especially you AfterBuzzers out there, let us know. Did you know what they were talking about? Like, were you on Ronnie's side or were you on
confused.
The situation?
I was trying to understand it. And I've never been to any type of, what do you call it?
A bridal shower.
I've never been to a bridal shower before, so I don't know, like, what you're supposed to do. I've never been invited to one, so I don't know, but apparently they take it very seriously. You said they have, like, a black book where, like, they write everything down about what each family member got them. Like, wow. Okay.
It's like so serious. Like, materialistic things. Like, I guess it's so, I mean, I'm not trying to offend you. I just didn't know it was that serious.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. So if you didn't buy someone a gift, they
know. You better watch out.
Because your name isn't in that book.
The little black book.
Exactly.
I had no idea what they were talking about. And I was like, I didn't know if maybe it was like... Is it like an Italian thing? You know what I mean? I mean, I guess I'm a little Italian, but they were really serious about it. And the way he was talking, he's like, yeah, my family did it. Like, I was a little confused.
Yeah. Yeah, so was I.
But we'll get to more of a sentimental moment. And that was when Lauren went wedding dress shopping with the girls. I love that she brought the girls with her from the show. And she looked beautiful and everything, but leave it to Angelina.
Yes. Of course.
Yes.
To make it a little awkward.
Like, why would she say that?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Oh, Angelina.
Yeah, so we Angelina, and I wrote it here, she basically was saying that she couldn't, like, how is she feeling right now in this moment that there's a wedding dress, but that Mike basically could be going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What were going through your guys' head when you
I literally wrote down, why would she say that? Like, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Like, poor thing. Like, it's going to put, like, a hex on the dress or something. Like, you know what I mean?
I wasn't surprised. I'm like, this is why we love Angelina. She says whatever is on her mind, and just sometimes she doesn't think before she talks, and then she realizes, oh my God, what did I just say?
Yeah.
So, I expected it, and that's why we love her.
Yeah. She's a lot of fun. I love that she's back on the show, first of all.
Yes.
And, oh God, I meant to say that when we first started, kind of the intros. She has her own intro now.
Yes.
Yay.
That made me so happy to see that.
Yeah, girl.
Well, Jenny and Dina were in the car, and they were talking about how Jenny's son was diagnosed with OCD and being autistic, and how there were people recording of Grayson hitting, slapping, biting, and headbutting, which is like a typical thing, I think, when it comes to being autistic or having different kind of mental disorders. I felt really bad for her because, like, mental illness runs in my family. I understand that kind of situation. So what did you guys feel when you heard her talk about the situation?
I felt so, so sad for her. I couldn't even imagine as a mom, like, your kid. I mean, every kid has a tantrum, but when it comes to being autistic, it's on a whole nother level. Like, they you can't control them, and it's not their fault. They don't know what they're doing. And for some people to see them, like, to record it. How can you record something like that? Yeah. Like it's a child. How do you feel okay recording a kid doing this? Like she said, nobody was helping her.
Right.
I felt so bad.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that nobody was helping her. I could just see everybody.
Yeah, 2019.
It's
that's
so
what
messed
it is.
Up, though, because, you know, I think people forget that, she is she's a celebrity.
Right.
And I think people forget that celebrities are real people also, and they have feelings and emotions just like us. So for people to just stand there and videotape her while she's going through this traumatic
probably
going
to try to make money off of it.
Right, exactly. You know, it's just awful, and I definitely fell for her.
I just can't imagine going through what she's going through with a child with disabilities like that and being in the public eye. I think that makes it 10 times harder. You know, it's not private. People have a lot to judge. And also with her going through a divorce with Roger, which I mean, if you guys out there, I know you guys have seen that it's just crazy. There were so many videos surfacing, like, before the show came on of just, like, Roger being abusive and the whole cheating stuff. And, I mean, that's, like, a whole topic in itself. But I think to have that going on, plus a son, and with those problems is hard. And they were also talking about how the parenting was different with that. What would you guys do if you felt like you were like Jenny wanting to get him help and your significant other was like, no, he's fine. He's just developing at a slower rate. Like, what would you do?
Again, like, I think it was Dina that said it, how she said, like, maybe he just doesn't want to accept it. He didn't, like, the husband didn't want to accept it. Like, as a man, I think that's why. You know what I mean? He wants to be the dad and be like, no, my son's fine. But they need help. Like, there's nothing wrong with help. If somebody needs help, get it. You shouldn't be ashamed of it. Get the kid help. He needs it.
Yeah, I agree with what you say. I cannot talk. What you said. But at the same time, when you see these issues, like, you have to take away your pride and say, my son needs help. I want to get him help as soon as possible before things get worse.
Yeah.
Well, I think Jenny does a really good job being a parent from what we see. I know we don't get to see everything, but I think she does a really good job being a parent. And Jenny herself and the other crew, they all get together and they go to dinner and they all chat and they, you know, do what they do best. They're all crazy and hanging out. And Angelina, leave it to her again for causing a little bit of drama. They were basically asking Mike, like, what would you do before, like, your last, specifically they were saying, what would you do before you went to prison or whatever? And they were asking Angelina, like, what's something that you would do? And she said, literally in quotes right here, she would get pounded out. And they said, who? And she kind of procrastinated. And then she said, by Ronnie, which I was really confused about. I don't know about you guys. I was expecting, like, Vinny maybe after their situation, but what were you guys thinking when you heard her say that?
See, I think with Angelina, she likes to joke a lot, and I don't think she was being serious about that, because not too long ago on her Instagram account, she said something about Vinny where she was like, oh, Vinny is so sexy, blah, 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 and she's about to get engaged, and people thought that, you know, she was flirting with Vinny. But she was just joking, because the next day she says something about Pauly D and all the other cast members. So that's just her personality.
Yeah, she's probably just really sarcastic. And they asked her, so she said it.
No, I agree.
But she did bring it up, like, you know, like what she would do. You know what I mean? So I think there was some sort of innuendo into, like, drama.
It's just always so awkward because Ronnie's like, wait, what? Like, Ronnie was confused. It's not like they had this joke. Like, at least Vinny and Angelina have a little, like, tension going with them all the time. But Ronnie was so random, and that whole situation was whatever. But JWoww cannot mind her own business. I know we were just talking great about her, and I do think she's a great mom.
Yeah.
But she was saying that she needs to respect her husband and was, like, in her face about it. I'm like, whoa, like, who are you? In my personal opinion, I was like, why are you even involved in this? Her and Angelina, like, don't seem to get along that well. Were you guys, like, team JWoww for, like, saying that? Or were you like, no, Angelina's right. Like, Jenny shouldn't get involved. She stay in her place.
I don't think she should have said that. I don't think she should have got involved. Like, when it comes to relationships, like, it's so touchy. People get, like, there's a lot of feelings behind it. So I don't think they should have talked about that.
Yeah, that's something very private and personal that you just leave alone. And I felt myself getting very annoyed just because she just kept on going at it. And surprisingly, Angelina, she kept it somewhat classy. She could have easily brought up, like, the whole divorce and everything, but she didn't. She kept quiet. She tried to stand up for herself as much as she could without being disrespectful. So kudos.
Yeah, to her. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, well, what I liked is that, well, not what I liked. She was basically in the confessional saying how she, like, how is Jenny going to talk when she's getting a divorce? And, you know, what did you guys think about that analogy? Because she's like, how does she have anything to say? She's getting divorced.
It didn't make any sense at all. It was not at all comparable. I think she was just mad, and so she said that. It was not comparable to me. It made no sense.
Yeah, I agree.
I think she just was thinking, like, well, I'm not putting an input on your divorce. Like, right, you shouldn't be putting an input.
Right.
Maybe that's what she is. Well, Mandy, we have to tell our After Buzzers how much we appreciate them, so let them know.
Hey, guys. Before we move on, I just want to thank you guys all for watching. Make sure you give us a thumbs up, subscribe, like, listen to us on iTunes, and thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry, I was taking a drink of water. That's why it took me a second.
Sorry, I finished too soon.
No, that's fine. I was, like, just drinking my water. No, we love you guys. Seriously, we appreciate all the comments, likes, 5 stars on iTunes. You know, find us all there. We love conversing with you guys. Chat with us. And
yes, we love your opinion.
We love Jersey Shore. We love you. You love Jersey Shore. Hopefully you love us. So, I think the most weighted part or anticipated part of this entire episode was Mike's sentencing, and they definitely dragged that out a little bit. They were very, very dramatic. Let's just say that. Everybody,
it was like a soap.
I felt myself getting a little teary just because, like, I love them so much. I've watched them so long, and seeing how emotional everybody got. Did you think they were being a little too dramatic, or did you think they were justified?
I mean, I get it. Their friends going to jail. This is a real life issue. I get it. It sucks. It's sad. It was really dramatic. It was a little bit over the top, but I feel for all of them.
I didn't think they were being too dramatic. No. I really didn't. Like, how I was just putting myself in their shoes. These people are like brothers and sisters to them. Mm. So this guy, Mike, he's getting sentenced to all this time in prison.
Yeah.
You know, in their mind, prison is, you know, a scary place. No one wants to be there. So I can understand why it was so dramatic. Because they never in their wildest dreams did they think their brother would be in this situation.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, I totally agree with you on that. Situation. I think...
Situation.
Word of the night. Situation.
The situation is stuck in a situation. They should have named that the title. Like, right? The situation's in a situation or something. I don't know.
Right.
Let's just rename the episode. That can be in our head. But, yeah, so when I saw Mike get out, first of all, Snooki... Backtrack a little bit. Snooki said that I have in quotes here, he won't survive jail. That was a little dramatic.
The same exact thing.
I feel like that's a little dramatic. It, like, he'll be fine.
So dramatic.
He.
I don't know.
You don't think he won't
can't survive jail?
Come
like,
on.
Dude, he's a celebrity. He's going to be fine in jail. He's going to be fine.
Buzzers.
But you have to think the worst, though. When anyone who gets thrown in jail, but I don't, like, care how rich. Because, okay, yeah, he's a celebrity and he has, like, all this money. So what if he's a target to, like, the people in jail?
What
and
kind
they
of positivity
like
is that? He's not going to survive. Like, you know, he's going to be fine. He has food. He's got work. He can work out. He's got TV. He's going to be fine. Okay.
After Buzzers, let us know if you think that Snooki was being a little dramatic or you think she's totally justified for thinking that he won't survive in jail. This is also federal prison. Yes, it is federal prison and not, what is the other prison? Sorry, I'm
just
like bad
at jail,
this.
Like
a, yeah, like
a
it's
correctional
a kind
facility.
Yeah, like it's kind of,
I don't know,
different.
I've never been, I don't know.
This is what I've heard. I heard it's not as, like, it's not as high security, like they're able to work out, they have Wi-Fi, like they have stuff like that, like Facebook and stuff. So this, I don't know, it doesn't sound really jail-like to me, but I mean,
they're getting treated better than homeless people on the street. Like, true. Really, like,
no,
like,
really,
my though. God.
Yeah. Like, they have jobs, they get paid.
Like, they don't have to pay rent.
Right.
They don't gotta pay rent. They don't gotta pay for the food.
So, I mean, I don't want to put this in the universe. Jail doesn't seem too bad, but I don't want to.
Oh, no.
No, we're taking
Let's
that
take
out.
It back.
Take that
take it
out
back.
Of the universe,
take
Justine.
It out of existence.
We don't need that in
existence.
Moving
on.
So moving on. But, I mean, when I saw... They dragged it out to where he was getting ready and everyone was getting together and going and meeting him at the court and just seeing him get out. And what I fell for was, like, the paparazzi that were, like, when he got out of the car and the paparazzi were taking pictures of him, I was like, I can't even imagine the feeling. They even said he was, like, stone cold. Usually he's positive. Like, it's okay, guys. It's going to be fine. And he was,
I saw in his face he was trying to not cry.
And he had his
glasses
on.
No, but you could, like, see it in his face. Like, Oh my gosh, I felt so bad.
It's scary.
I felt so, bad. Scary. As like a girlfriend or a wife, like I would be flipping the heck out. Mm-hmm. Like I would be, I'm just so protective. Like, oh my God, I'd be flipping out.
And good for them. Like they, mm-hmm. they try to keep it as calm and collected as they could have. Yeah, they so I really give them respect for that.
They did a really good job.
Yeah, I mean, It was Vinny and J-Wow. They went into the court. And then the rest of the gang went to, like, a local sports bar. And they kept saying they were checking TMZ, which I thought was weird because I feel like the crew, whoever they were with, could have easily just told them. Like, they're like, we're checking TMZ. Right. We're doing this. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, guys, like, as soon as they find out, the crew, there's like a million people there. They'll tell you. That's what I thought. I was like confused why they were doing that.
And even J-Wow texted. They were like, oh, J-Wow just texted us an update. And it was just like, oh, he just went in. So that's why I was confused about that.
They probably, for anticipation or like to make it, they watched on the screen.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But those tears were real.
Oh, yeah. Very real. For sure. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so he was sentenced. Originally, so on the show, it said 2 years. And then so we looked it up after and it said that he was in for, well, he has been sentenced for 8 months and then 2 years supervised release. So he is set to get out in September, which is
not too long.
Honestly, it's not that bad. Eight months. Really, he's lucky.
Yeah.
And he's not getting 2 years.
I mean, he admitted that he did it. Like, he went against the law. Like, there has to be consequences. Most celebrities get out of this stuff all the time. But, like, what were you saying earlier? How pretty much, like, celebrities are...
Oh, they get immune from it. And, but I feel like now it's becoming, you know, we're going to make an example out of you. But back in the day, it was like they just got off.
I mean, I get it. It's like the situation. So they're like,
situation.
They're using it against him. You know what I mean? They want to make an example out of a celebrity. But again, like, I'm sorry. He did it. He admitted it. Like, he can't get nothing? No, there's consequences.
Well, speaking of consequences, we have our top three trashiest moments that have required lots of consequences for these people. Also, whenever we say situation, I think we should have not us. If you guys are drinking and, you know, having wine or something, watching our after show, take a little sip every time we say situation because it's definitely happening a lot more than I think we all realized it. But let's get back to the top three trashiest moments. And we have number three. We have this, I think, just the Sammy and Ron drama in general. But the number one thing we all decided on was, Mandy, you want to tell them the exact situation?
Of the top three? Of the number one, number two, and number three?
No. So Sammy and Ron, when they were fighting.
Oh, yeah, girl, that was so dramatic. Just like the throwing stuff out, fighting. I just think any sort of like relationship drama is just really trashy, especially on TV.
Yeah.
Because it gets ugly.
It's bad. It's bad. Oh, my God.
That couple was always back and forth.
And then he's another toxic with Jen.
Ronnie, everybody keeps saying like, oh, he has bad luck, this and that, and like Jen's the problem. Ronnie.
I think they're both the problem.
Yeah. Because Jen is a little crazy. That's what I heard. But, so Sammy and Ron, that one situation is not even top three.
Drink.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That one situation. Cheers.
Cheers, you guys.
Cheers, everybody. One situation that Sammy and Ron had is really not equal to just, I feel like the number three is just Sam and Ron's relationship.
Yeah.
That's what should be. Sam's and Ron's relationship. That is number three. Number two is Dina and Snooki on separate occasions getting arrested. We had to put them together because they're the only two on the show that got arrested, and they were such, like...
It was hard to choose between them.
Yeah, who did you think had a worse arrest, if that makes any sense?
I feel like Snooki.
I want to say she was so, I mean...
And they dramatized it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would say Snooki. I would say it was the Snooki.
And I remember it was, like, in the news everywhere, too. Mm-hmm.
Where's the beach? Remember that?
Oh, my God.
Couldn't find the beach?
It was right there.
So Snooki clarified in an interview. I'm obsessed with them, so, yeah, I've seen this. She clarified in an interview. She's like, I didn't mean where's the beach. Like, I knew the beach was. She meant how do I get onto the beach? So, like, where's the beach? But it came off the other way. I was like, I know, but girls, it did not look good.
No, not at all.
But I'm telling you right now, let us know, After Buzzers, did you enjoy Snooki's arrest or Tina's arrest better? That sounds bad to say enjoy, but, I mean, it's drama. People watch it for that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think Snooki's is a little bit more dramatized. And the number one, drum roll. Number one is, I feel like you guys are going to know, it's Snooki getting punched in the face.
That made me so mad, though. I remember when I saw that episode, and I was like, are you serious?
Yeah, I was right like now? Fuming.
Who that's what does
that was. It was because the TV show in Jersey, everybody wanted to get a piece of the camera, so that's why they did it.
Yeah. Oh, so let me just punch him in the face. That'll get me on camera. Like,
it did. It worked.
What an idiot.
If you go on YouTube, you can find out. Oh, next week I will have his name because I looked it up and I just forget what his name is, but it was like, where is the guy who punched Snooki in the face now?
That's
and
like
it was
who like, he's known, what he's known for.
Yeah, like seriously, that's, can you imagine?
Great job.
Great job, dude.
I mean, honestly, I believe that that is what made the show on the radar. That's what made Snooki so famous. Like,
you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the show. Oh, yes. On Jersey Shore, a girl got punched in the face. Like,
that's like a huge topic.
So she should be thankful for getting punched in the face. That sounds bad. But like, I don't, who knows really how big the show would have been. Seriously, because they got more eyes and ears on them.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, it is time to move on. We are already talking about the trashiest moment. So now we are going to get into our special segment, and that is our top spiral, or the spiral squad of...
is crazy.
Oh, I was like, what is that? It is the awesome spiral squad of the episode. Sorry, that was hard to get out. Let's get into our special segment.
Let's do it, you guys. All right, so, yeah, pretty much we're going to talk about the people who just went all out this episode, who were the craziest this episode, who did the craziest things this episode. I'm going to go with Angelina.
What do you say now?
Okay.
Like, you know?
And Ronnie getting punched in the face in Secaucus the day before.
Yeah.
Maybe that
where?
One.
Secaucus?
Secaucus? He was like, where you been? He's like, I mean, you know, I was out with Jenna. We was in Secaucus. And
then he had like a scratch on the side of his eye.
It was that, yeah, it was that side. And then he's like, oh, the back of my neck. There was like nothing
But then
there.
He had a black eye, but he got hit in the back of the neck.
Yeah, it like, his story did
get
not.
Get your story straight, what do you, bro.
Did he really get in a fight? Did he really get jumped?
Okay, everybody out there, After Buzzers, After Buzzland, let us know if you think that Ronnie really got jumped or if it was Jen. Because Jen has done worse. Jen's run him over. Jen's punched him, punched the TVs. He had like a little black and blue eye and a scratch. So like nobody on the team was buying it. On the cast was buying it.
I just really hope that there's no drama in front of the kid.
Yeah.
Because, it's going to be implanted in the baby. Like, oh, man. Like, toxic relationships. It's very, very hard for young ones.
Yeah, I can't keep up with them. I mean, if the last two seasons of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, it was literally all Ronnie and Jen drama. And for some reason before and all the previous seasons, it was Ronnie and Sam. Sammy. So it's like Ronnie has to be, they're like, he has bad luck. You like you said.
I don't believe it. Like the bad luck. Oh, so your whole life you just keep getting jumped and keep being like,
yeah.
You know, I you got to learn to start making some changes.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And the most waited for part of this after show, it is time for news and gossip.
Yes. All right. So we have some. Oh. I always forget about that. We have some really good news and gossip. First off, during the hiatus, Snooki gave birth to a new baby boy.
Wow, congratulations.
So congratulations to her. It's like, I remember when she first got pregnant and everyone was shocked. Like, Snooki is pregnant and now she's on baby number three and I'm happy for her.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys, AfterBuzz out there. We didn't really talk about that. Did we? Wow, my brain is all over the place. When all the girls got together and they went to see the ultrasound for Dina.
Oh yeah.
Right,
this
yeah.
just reminded me of that. Sorry guys, this was a crazy episode, but that was cute too. I mean, I think it's all amazing that they're all becoming parents.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Like when they showed the picture before, and then there was the picture of all them together with the kids. I was like, what? Like this is so weird.
It showed Dina in the car, like slurring and just like getting. I think it was when she was getting arrested in the street.
I know.
I
but
wonder
again,
if like they'll show their kids like these episodes.
Who knows?
You think so?
Who knows?
Be interesting.
I the only thing is like. when they don't seem not okay, obviously not be proud of your past, but they seem like their past is what made them who they are. Yeah, this is absolutely. Where they met their other. This they is what, why they have a lot of money. So like they really should like I would own it. I'd be like, yeah, I was Snooki and I did this, and some of them seem to be a little iffy about it, but I'm like, guys, they made you.
They should be proud. Mm-hmm.
They should be proud. Yeah, well, she should be proud because that baby is so freaking cute. It looks like a little mini Lorenzo.
Yeah.
So cute.
Next on News and Gossip, Mike the Situation. So you guys were saying how Snooki was being a little bit too dramatic about him being in jail. Well, he's not having that hard of a time. He's actually loving it. You know?
I can't.
He gets a haircut twice a week.
What?
You know? He...
I don't even get a haircut once a month.
He... the castmates say he's enjoying it.
He's enjoying jail.
Yeah. He's in... They said he's
But he can't survive
it.
It.
Yeah.
What else is he doing in there?
Let's see. He looks refreshed. He's getting a lot bulkier. He's been working out. He's just having an overall good time. So
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's, you know,
I'm so sorry. If you heard what you heard and had no idea what the situation was, I would think you were saying he was on like a retreat or he's like on like at a spa or at like a resort, bettering himself. He gets haircuts. He's working out. He's working on himself. He's in jail, guys. I'm confused.
No, federal prison.
And Vinny's saying that he's...
like, not even jail, federal prison. I'm sorry.
No, no. And Vinny's saying he's always staying positive and...
I'm laughing at the fact that you go, he's really enjoying it. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's hilarious. And I just picture Mike really loving, because I love Mike, and I just picture him loving
it. He's such a positive guy, so I think he's just trying to make the situation into...
Oh, there we go. Cheers.
There we go.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
We should do this every episode. This will be a new little thing that you drink every time we say situation.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You drink, we drink, even if it's or just
like
water.
Each episode should be like a new word.
Oh, well, even if it's water, it doesn't matter, guys. We got it.
Yeah, so he's just trying to make everything positive. This is actually really big. Sammy, she got engaged.
Oh, what?
Yep.
She has definitely moved on.
Good for her.
I'm happy for her.
Good for her.
She said that that was the best day of her life. Aww. And I'm really happy that I'm bummed that she's not on the show.
Yeah, because
I loved
Sammy.
Her. I loved her.
I love Sammy. So
I loved watching her.
The thing with Sammy, I just felt like the only thing I really like knew about Sammy from the show was just her and Ron fighting. I don't think we really got to know her.
And see the thing,
I agree.
Yeah.
I do agree.
I think it would be cool if she came back on the show now because she's engaged. She has this amazing fiance. So I don't think she would really be paired with Ron. Or do you guys think she would? I think she would finally have her own storyline.
Yeah, but it's just... that's just toxicity that's been there in the past.
Yeah, because it's different. Well, that's what I was going to get into. What do you guys think about the new setup? Like, do you like that they're not living in a house anymore and it's them as roommates, or do you like that they're showing their own separate lives, which could really work out if Sam, True. Which I don't think she will, but it could work out because she wouldn't have to always cross paths with Ronnie. So, like, which setup do you guys like better, would you say?
It's a less dramatic outside of the house, but, you know, they've grown. They have their own lives. It's an awesome twist to, like, the new premises to the show. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I like it. They're not in like their early 20s anymore,
where
they're bunking up, hanging out. You know, they're adults. They have their own lives. So I think it's cool that the show is showing that.
The only thing that's still the same is Ronnie getting in fights.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
And drama with
everybody else is like, yeah.
And Paulie's like,
it's crazy.
Older, wow. Right? Paulie's like in his 40s.
Paulie's 38,
I think. 37 or 38.
I'm obsessed. Okay,
he's close.
So, like, I guess he really shouldn't be like rooming.
The speech that he gave was so sweet. At the table, like, with my... Remember? Oh, my gosh. Like, it was so well said. I was just like, wow. It was such a cute little speech.
Yeah.
I think Paulie's probably, like, next to Mike, he's, like, one of the most positive people. Like, he always has a smile on
his
face.
Always.
So, before... the Jersey Shore, the season one of Jersey Shore Family Vacation came back, I decided, me and my cousin decided to binge watch all, she had never watched it. I'm from Jersey, so it's like funny that she had never watched it. So I was like, we are watching it season one all the way to season six of the original series. And rewatching it, Paulie and Vinny, more so Paulie actually, never, there was one time he yelled and it was like at Angelina.
Yeah, I remember that.
Never fights.
He can't stand Angelina.
Ever. Ever. It's so funny that he never fights and he's so positive. And what's so funny is he's so positive that he only, I think he's following a couple other people now, but it was just Ellen on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He doesn't follow the cast. Anybody besides Ellen and like a few fan pages or something. Because yeah, he's like, I just want positivity.
Yeah, I love that. I love that about him. Paulie's so sweet. He's a really good guy, I can tell.
I've heard he's like the nicest guy.
We love
like,
you, Paulie.
Yeah. I remember that episode where he was yelling at Angelina and he was like, are you touching me?
Oh,
are
yeah?
you touching me?
He never, ever, ever would get into fights.
That was the only time I saw him yell.
Yeah, so, I mean, we just love them because everybody's personalities are so different. You know, we have Ronnie, who's, like, the crazy one running around all the time. Paulie never gets into fights. Him and Vinny have a little love romance. So what do you guys predict for the rest of the season? And now, AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
My favorite part.
Which situation do you guys want to see next time?
Nice.
Love it. It just happens all the time.
Yes.
I think there's going to be... I'm glad it seems like we're going to see a lot more of the situation. I had to say it again.
So. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to go like this. I don't want to have to go to the bathroom. So.
I'm glad we're going to be able to see a lot more of Mike, but also I think we're going to see a lot more of... drama with the other cast members. I think we're gonna see more of JoWow's divorce. I think she's gonna open up about it a little bit more, and yeah,
I think Angelina and JoWow are gonna go at it some more for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, I think, well, this is kind of more if you guys want to even say what you want to see, because prediction wise I feel like maybe we will see more. Like I said, I want to see more of the JoWow divorce just because it's drama. Mm-hmm. Sorry, JoWow. I do want to see more of that drama, and I do want to see JoWow and Angelina drama. Do you guys, like, is there anything else you guys want to see in the season?
Babies. The kids.
I would love to see their kids. Snooki's kids look exactly like her.
They do.
Her husband. It's insane.
Okay, remember how I was saying that Angelina and Vinny actually make a cute couple? Oh, but you know Angelina's engaged. Never mind. Angelina's engaged.
They, like, so. They do have like some sort of weird sexual... I don't know. That's what I see.
So I wonder if it's the show like just kind of like milking the situation. And, you know, Angelina wants some like airtime.
Yeah.
So let's get real. She probably knows how to push people's buttons because... Mm-hmm.
For sure.
For her to be on the show, she's not like super, she's not as close as everybody is. Right. So she needs to probably make her mark for the show to be like, we want you.
I feel like they still pick on her.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they do. Like, I feel so bad. Like, she's always the one, like, in the corner, but, like, I don't like that. Yeah. No wonder why she has to, like, be the way she is. I feel like she's always sticking up for herself.
Because she doesn't really feel a part of the group yet. I don't get that.
I don't think she's ever felt a part of the group.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
Well, I'm predicting that she meshes in a little bit better with the cast because I think we all love some Angelina. Yeah. But thank you guys so much for watching. We truly appreciate all of your support. We love Jersey Shore. Let us know where we can find you guys.
You can find me on Instagram @makeup_Mandy. And my name is Amanda Terry.
What's up, guys? I am Benny Adams, and you can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And I'm your Jersey girl, Justine, and you can find me at Justine Devanna. Stay tuned next week for another crazy episode of Jersey Shore Family Vacation here on AfterBuzz TV.
Bye, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.